Hey, what's up? This is Leo for Actualized.org. In this video, I really want to talk a little bit about the idea of what happiness is and maybe share with you some of my journey through finding out how to get happiness in my life. Because about 5 years ago, I really found myself in a position where I was at a new job, but I didn't like my new job, and I didn't feel like I was getting the kind of happiness and fulfillment that I wanted from life. Not to mention success, just let's focus on happiness. And what I had at that point is I didn't have a lot of personal development knowledge. I didn't really study this stuff. I didn't study all the material that I've studied since. And I didn't really know what it took to become happy. And at that point, I was in this position where I was kind of wondering, you know, what is the thing? What is the thing that's going to make me happy? And I think usually when you start off this journey and for some reason you're not happy in your life, you tend to think that there's going to be one thing that's going to come and solve it for you. Or you think that there's one problem that needs to be solved, and then you'll be happy, or then you'll be fulfilled. And for me at that point, you know, it was financial independence. I thought that I needed financial independence. And I had various theories about what it might be, right? And what you tend to find is that as you're going on this journey, and as you immerse yourself in some of the books, and you study some of the theory, and you take a look at what other people are doing, and you start to see that it's not so much one thing. There's no one secret that's going to do it for you. Really, there's many things. There's many potential areas of your life that you're going to need to handle to really be happy. That's not to say that you need to go out there and do a lot. You can also be happy in the moment too. But I'm talking about, you know, achieving the goals that you set out for yourself. So if you set up some goals for yourself, then happiness is going to come from you fulfilling and playing a part in that and being in integrity with that. But ultimately, like, I'm just thinking back to what I thought back then. For example, back then I thought maybe it was going back into my past. And really, the question that was driving me was, why wasn't I more successful? Why wasn't I more happy? And so I thought maybe the problem is that, you know, I have some childhood issues from the past in my subconscious that are holding me back. The way that, you know, you usually hear that people go to therapy, they work out issues. And I thought maybe I have some issues that are kind of holding me back from being more successful and more fulfilled. And so I thought personal development might go down that route for me and that I would need to go back and do some analysis and think that stuff through. And so maybe it was that. And then I thought, well, maybe it's not just that. Maybe it's also the fact that, you know, I'm a pessimistic thinker and that I'm having negative thoughts and that maybe I need to be more of an optimist. And so if I just work that out, then that would be the one silver bullet, so to speak. You know, if I could just be more optimistic, then the past wouldn't even be an issue for me. I wouldn't need to go back and rehash my old childhood issues and do therapy on that or introspect back on that because I would just be more positive in the moment. Or speaking of the moment, maybe I should just follow the Eckhart Tolle advice, and maybe I should be more in the moment, right? Be more in the now, and stop being so goal-driven. And maybe the problem that I really have, and the reason I'm not fulfilled, is because I have all these goals, and maybe I should just be more Eastern philosophy-based, right? Be more in the moment, don't have so many desires, and that desires are the root of your suffering in life. That's kind of what Eastern philosophy teaches us. And so what the prescription there being that you gotta not be so ambitious. So stop having all these goals. Stop being so materialistic. Stop trying to get that awesome career. Stop trying to find your ideal mate. Stop all these things, and then you'll be happy. So I thought maybe that's the problem. Maybe I shouldn't have so many goals. And then I thought, well, maybe it's not even that. Maybe the problem is that I'm not patient enough, right? I really thought that this might be the key, is patience. Because I was going down a trajectory and I was still pretty young in my mid-20s. And I was figuring, you know, well, my life is still in its infancy, it's still starting. My career is still very young. And I just started experimenting with entrepreneurship. So I thought, well, what if I'm just more patient? Because I do tend to want to get results fast. And a few months can go by and I can get discouraged because I'm not getting the kind of results that I want. I'm not getting the fulfillment that I want. Maybe not advancing in my career as fast as I want. Maybe my business isn't growing quite as fast as I want it to. And so I say, well, the concept of mastery teaches us that it takes years and thousands of hours to get good at something. So maybe I just got to be more patient, right? Maybe I'm just pushing myself too hard and I'm expecting things to unfold too quickly. So all of these different things. So right now I just went through and I talked about maybe four potential problems or silver bullets that could have been the cause of all my strife. And maybe fixing one of those, I thought, would have helped. And at that point, 5 years ago, I was really confused because I didn't know which one of those to tackle first. And I thought, well, maybe it's the patience thing, maybe it's the presence thing, maybe it's I have too many goals thing, maybe it's that I don't have enough goals, you know, maybe it's just that I'm becoming lazy now and I need to just get myself going and just kind of push myself harder. So I didn't really know which one of those to bite off first. And I thought that there would be one that would be more important. I think as you go through this and you get a little bit more experience, what you start to realize, it's not so much about one. The fact is that there are many things that lead to fulfillment and many things that lead to success. And there's probably dozens of them. And you need to have a certain number of them in place before you can really be happy in life, right? For example, if you're addicted to drugs or you have other addictions that I talk about in other videos, see my blueprint video on eliminating addictions. But if you have other addictions like you're addicted to television, drugs, alcohol, sex, negative thinking, gossip, internet, whatever, that is going to be a bottleneck. That's going to limit your fulfillment in life. And that's going to be a big bottleneck for you if you've got one of those, right? And if you've got multiple of those, then you can think of it as having multiple bottlenecks to your success. So look at yourself and your fulfillment in life as like a flow of water, like a flowing stream, right? And when you've got everything opened up, it flows smoothly and you're feeling happy. You're feeling that natural joy that you feel as a kid, right? When you're growing up as a kid, you're present, you're in the moment, you're not too worried, you're just always enjoying yourself if you have a normal childhood. And that's the same way with like animals too. That's kind of one envious thing that we have about animals. We can envy them in that they find it easy to be in the moment, right? And sure, they suffer and they feel pain, but they're not as self-conscious as we tend to be. And so they're not as frustrated. They don't have the same kind of emotional toil that we have. And so the point here being that you've got this flow, this natural flow, but then what we do is we create these bottlenecks in our lives, right? And maybe for you, the bottleneck right now is some addiction that you have. Maybe you're watching TV incessantly. And so that's really preventing your flow from coming out there. And that's preventing you from getting the kind of success that you want at your job or even in your relationship or somewhere else. And so that might be one bottleneck. And what you got to do is you got to go there and you got to identify that bottleneck and then you got to open it up. You got to fix it. And then that will release some of the flow. Maybe another bottleneck that you might have is you might be a very pessimistic and negative thinker. You're always worrying about stuff. You're always seeing the negative in everything. You're not able to focus on the positive. You're not able to show any gratitude. And so you've got that bottleneck. And because you're always pessimistic about things, even though good things are happening in your life and you've got a lot to be grateful for already, and you already have many successful aspects to your life, you're not really seeing those. You're discounting them. You're always looking at what's wrong with your life, and therefore, how can you be fulfilled? So that can be a real obstacle to having happiness really flow through you and having that feeling of happiness in your life. So that might be one obstacle. Another obstacle might be maybe that you don't have enough money right now. Maybe you're living on kind of subsistence level. And so that's creating strife for you. And that's going to be hard to be fulfilled when you can't pay your bills. So that might be an obstacle. And all the other ones that I mentioned could all be obstacles and bottlenecks in this model. And the trick is that you want to slowly start opening those up. And what you got to start with is you got to just identify which one. It's not that there's one and that there's one magic one or one that's secret or one that's the most powerful. The question is, which one right now is the highest priority for you? So there's probably one bottleneck right now in your life that's holding you up the most. So for everybody, this is going to be different. You have to introspect and ask yourself, what is really holding you back right now from living your full potential, from having the kind of happiness that you want? You know, what is that one bottleneck for you? And then you can probably see that there's going to be more than one for you. And then if you ultimately want to become really successful and really fulfilled, then you're probably going to realize that this process of personal development, the reason that it can't be done in one go, you can't just read one book, you can't just watch one seminar, you can't just watch one video. You got to work on this on a consistent basis, really, over years. You have to undertake this idea that you're going to be doing personal development for a long time, really, for the rest of your life. And that's a good thing, because what you're doing is you're getting more and more of the pieces in place that are making you more successful, more fulfilled, more of the natural expressive you. And so the way you do that is you tackle one issue at a time. And it's not that there's one magic one. So to me, knowing this advice 5 years ago would have been helpful because it would have eliminated a lot of frustration and kind of puzzlement as to which thing to tackle first, and that there's not one ultimate important thing. So for you, the question is, what is that bottleneck right now? What is your biggest bottleneck? I want you to sit down, think about it a little bit, and then once you do figure it out, commit to eliminating it. Commit to opening that bottleneck up, whatever it is. Use the videos, resources on this site, other books, seminars, whatever is available for you, or just your common sense, right? Figure that out. But also, I want you to sit down and think one step ahead. Think about not only maybe one or two action points that you can take to open up this current bottleneck that you're facing, but think one step ahead and ask yourself the question, once this bottleneck is open, this major one, what is the second biggest bottleneck that you're going to have? Think about that. And you can use your imagination to kind of foresee. Maybe that's obvious for you right now, or maybe it's not so obvious, because sometimes we have such a tight bottleneck in one place that it's closing us off from seeing other potential bottlenecks, right? So maybe, for example, you're such a pessimistic thinker that right now that is really stymieing you. But once you get that part handled, what's the next part going to be? Maybe for you at that point, it's going to be something like being more present, being more in the moment, right? And then that's going to be the next one that you can open up. And then you can think about maybe what are one or two potential action items that you can take to open up that bottleneck. So think about the first and the second bottleneck. Think about one or two specific things that you can do to start to open that up. And you can work on multiple bottlenecks at the same time. I definitely encourage you not to take on too much at once. Try to contain your actions and focus them on the biggest challenge that you've got, right? Work on that. So work on your first bottleneck. But also sometimes working on a bottleneck is like a month-long or a year-long process. And so if you're working on it like that, and it takes time, then you might want to bite off one or two things that you're working on, right? So something like being more of a positive thinker, that's something that you're going to chip away at on a daily basis slowly, and you're not just going to become a positive thinker the next week. It's going to take you a couple of years maybe to make that full transition or to make a really substantial change. So you're going to chip away at it every day, and that might take you 5-10 minutes of work every day just to do a little bit of chipping away at that. But then you can also work on that second bottleneck too. Maybe you're going to do 5 or 10 minutes or 20 minutes of work on the problem that you have, for example, with being not present. And the best way maybe you can work on that is to do meditation. So do 20 minutes of meditation in the morning or whatever other kind of habit you can put in place that will help you work with that. So you can work on simultaneous bottlenecks at once. So I just wanted to throw that out there and show you kind of what it looks like, what the picture looks like. And once you unlock a lot of these bottlenecks, then you're going to find that that fulfillment, that joy, that happiness is going to flow for you. The only trick is to sit down and really think a little bit about what is blocking you right now and do a little bit of research about what the solutions are out there, because there are multiple solutions to fix any kind of bottleneck that you have in your life. And I guarantee that every bottleneck that you do have has a solution to it. So whatever it is, whether it's pessimistic thinking or childhood issues from the past that are still blocking you, or lack of finances, or lack of relationship, or lack of social skills, you know, whatever it is, in any area of your life, you can find a solution out there. Because the problem that you have, I guarantee you that thousands of other people have had that same problem. You know, humanity has been going on now pretty strong for the last 5,000 years. And that's just documented history. We even go back further than that. And our biology, our psychology hasn't really changed in that whole time. So the problems that we face today are really much the same problems that people faced 2,000-3,000 years ago. They're the same problems that you can read about in ancient texts on philosophy, ancient texts about happiness. You know, back from the Greek and Roman times to the Hindu, to the ancient Hindu texts, ancient Buddhist texts, the Bible, all that stuff talks about very similar themes. And the idea is that you can find solutions to that stuff because people have figured it out. Especially in the modern times, we've got people that have created lots and lots of resources for you that you can cues to follow. You just have to go out there and do a little bit of searching. It's actually pretty easy. There's an information product now. We live in the information age, in the information product age especially. In the last 20 years, there have been so many information products created, from seminars to books to audio programs to DVDs to coaching programs, workshops, booklets, worksheets that you can buy, you can find out there. A lot of that stuff is even for free, right? Like these videos. You can find this stuff and use it to fix whatever bottleneck you've got, and then you can move forward in your life, and that fulfillment and happiness can flow. All right, this is Leo signing off. Go ahead and leave your comments. I want to see what you guys have to say about this topic. And go ahead and spread the love, like it, share it with a friend, or link. All right?